At Varney & Company, we plant our flag in California every single day. And today we're asking, is the world broke? California is. And now the state's Democrats want $5 billion in new taxes. Adrian Moore, Vice President of Research at the Reason Foundation, joins the company now to weigh in. Before we get into this tax hike request from some in California, am I right in saying that the number one state which is most likely to go insolvent is not California, it's Illinois? Is that correct?
Well, you know, there's competing predictions about that. Illinois has some really severe problems, higher debt than California, and the credit default swap market pegs Illinois as being in more trouble, slightly more trouble than California. So if you believe that that's a good signal, you might make that bet. Politics in Illinois are pretty disastrous as well, though it doesn't seem as though there's the momentum to continue to play the shell games and raise taxes in Illinois to the same extent there is in California.
Okay.
But it's a tough call. I wouldn't put any money on either side of that bet.
Yeah. Well, look, we've got California. The Democrats want a $5 billion tax hike. Are they going to get it?
You know, I don't think so. There's no appetite for that. I mean, I think they even held their noses. They've had this idea of these specific tax increases that they rolled out yesterday. They've had that idea for about a month now. I thought if they were going to propose it, they were going to pounce immediately after the governor brought out his budget. But they waited a week, and I think that's because they're not really happy, and there was a lot of internal fighting. They had to line up the troops before they could roll it out. So I think it's not going to happen, and it's a fairly dead idea. They embraced all the phantom elements of the governor's budget, and what they want to do is unwind the real cuts that are in there and then throw in these $5 billion in tax increases on top of it. It's a disaster.
I'm saying that a bailout, a federal bailout of California and other states is at this point virtually inevitable. Would you agree with me?
I would not say it's inevitable. I think it's grown in likelihood since the first time you and I talked about it maybe a month ago or two. There doesn't seem to be any appetite in the federal government for doing that. And the California delegation doesn't seem to have the clout in some ways that it used to have. So I don't know. It depends on where Congress stands at the time when California hits the tipping point, so to speak. Where's Congress going to be with the elections and the backlash against incumbents going on and all that? It's going to make a big difference they're willing to
bail out California.
I got to
point out George Miller. He's in the House of Representatives, 35 years there, and he's proposing a $100 billion bailout, of which some would go to California. Look, you're laughing, but he's a powerful guy. He's been there 35 years.
Right.
I think he's going to get it. We're out of time, Adrian. Let's talk George Miller next time you see us. We appreciate it.
Thanks. Okay. All right. Thanks.